Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. Today is an emergency broadcast, perhaps the most important broadcast that I've ever done of all time. Today I'm going to ask the President of the United States to declare a national emergency and activate what I call the New American Revolution. And over the next hour, I'm going to lay out exactly where we are, how we find ourselves today, suffering under corporate fascism, and how we can remove that fascist overlord authoritarian layer of our society through President Trump declaring a new American Revolution and activating the American citizens to take specific actions that I will lay out in this broadcast. It is time to call for the obvious solution to this. We can no longer suffer under this corporate fascism that has become the dominant power in our society. But before I get to that request for a declaration, I'm going to lay out exactly where we are, describe the situation as it is, and then I'll get to the action items later. This show will likely extend beyond this broadcast hour, and so I'm going to post the remainder of this show on counterthink.com, which is where you can find all these episodes. So if you are listening to this on the radio, watching it on the internet, watching it on a TV or a satellite station, just know that you can get the remainder of the episode on counterthink.com. I don't usually do that, but in this case, it's necessary because of the length and the detail of what we need to go through here to describe this new American Revolution that must happen for America to be saved from this onslaught, this enemy invasion, including domestic enemies that are now attempting to destroy our republic as well as our culture. A quick disclaimer, this show airs on InfoWars.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. I do want to say that InfoWars has not endorsed this specific broadcast. In fact, they don't endorse any of them. And this was not created with any cooperation with InfoWars. Alex Jones has no knowledge of what I'm about to say here, and I have not consulted with Alex on any of this. This is simply my own individual analysis. So let's begin. History is unfolding before us. Sometimes it's hard to notice because the tyranny encroaches upon us slowly, day by day. But where we are right now is living under absolute corporate fascism. And it's really two types of corporations that have created this dire situation. It is, of course, the corporate-run media, the so-called establishment media. It is also, of course, the tech companies, the tech giants, such as Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and so on. Working together, colluding, these two entities have put us under absolute tyranny and fascism, where you are no longer allowed to speak on a whole array of topics without being censored and banned. Even worse, the media now conspires to deliberately lie and smear individuals like these Covington Catholic high school kids. They were lied about. They were slandered. The media knew the truth, but they abandoned the truth on purpose. They knew they were smearing those children. They knew they were inciting mob violence against those children. And they knew that their actions, the irresponsible actions of this reckless corporate-run media now, would result in death threats against the students. There were threats to burn those children alive in their school. There were threats to engage in a mass shooting against those school children. There were threats to kill them and harvest their organs. And many other threats were made against these individuals, these students, by verified Twitter account holders. And Twitter refused to ban them. So you see, this is a conspiracy, a collusion between the media on one hand that publishes lies in order to incite terrorism and to incite violence and to smear their political enemies, while the tech giants allow these smears against these innocent victims and simultaneously censor voices of truth that are trying to tell you what's really happening and trying to report the actual truth. So we'll be back with much more straight ahead here on Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
As we continue here on Counterthink, going to get into the details of where we are in America today, how we find ourselves now, the victims of extreme corporate fascism. The left-wing media now lies with impunity and deliberately lies about everything. They are no longer operating in good faith. They are no longer operating as a constitutionally protected institution of the First Amendment. And this is why, in this broadcast, I'm going to call for President Trump to declare a national emergency and to initiate a global uprising, what I call the New American Revolution. I'm going to call for the president to authorize the citizens to occupy and dismantle the corporate media and the tech giants. And I'll get to that in more detail here as we continue our broadcast. But let's be honest about where we are. The media deliberately lies. They are no longer operating in good faith. They are no longer engaged in journalism or news. They are solely a poisoning propaganda operation to poison the American people, to create racial strife, to create violent acts, to create terrorism, like against these Catholic school children in Kentucky. The media is operating as now enemy combatants in a civil war that they started. The media is what I call journo-terrorism, the corporate-run media. I'm talking about, you know, the left-wing establishment media. Journo-terrorism. They are terrorists. They are not protected by the First Amendment. They are doing what's the equivalent of shouting fire in a crowded theater. That is not constitutionally protected free speech. They are actively plotting against this nation. They want to see America overrun, invaded, occupied by illegal aliens. They want to see our democracy overthrown. They want to see the 2016 election overturned. These journalists and media outlets, many reporters, by the way, will probably be watching this video, which is important. I'm glad you are, because it will help you understand what's coming, because you are the enemy of America, and you will be stopped. And in this broadcast, I'm going to lay out exactly how that's going to happen to you. And those of you who are enemies of America, you are traitors. You are engaged in acts of sedition and treason. You have started a war, and then you have joined the enemies of America. You are enemy combatants against America. And it is time that the American people, with the cooperation of the president himself, stopped you from continuing to destroy this nation. But getting back to where we are, think about how the media does this. They pick a target, like these Covington Catholic school children or Alex Jones or someone like that. They fabricate absolute lies and smears. They deliberately edit videos completely out of context to twist the narrative and make it the opposite of what happened. They said these children harassed, what is his name, Nathan Phillips, I think, that Native American guy. It was exactly the opposite. That guy is the bully. He harassed the children. But the media twists everything upside down. They lie on purpose. It is deliberate what they do. And then they smear somebody, and then they censor, they push for mass censorship of any person who tries to defend themselves. So when they attacked Alex Jones, for example, and they lied about him and they smeared him relentlessly, then they called for Apple to ban the InfoWars app so that Alex Jones could not defend himself. You couldn't hear his side of the story. Even if you agreed or disagreed, you were not allowed to hear his side of the story. They smeared him in the halls of Congress, in Senate testimony, I believe, without inviting him to defend himself. They smear you, and then they censor you so that you can't respond, so that you have no ability to tell your side of the story. This is the way the left-wing media works. There is no legal remedy against this atrocious abuse of editorial power. These media giants, they smear you knowing that it will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to sue them. And if you sue them, you will likely lose. And if they can claim you're a public figure, you will almost certainly lose. They smear with impunity. So they lie and they deceive, and they do this knowingly. This is important to understand. It's not like they think that they're gathering news. It's not like they believe that they're operating as the free press in America. They know they aren't. They know they are lying. They deliberately twist. They invent falsehoods. They fabricate fake sources. The Washington Post fabricates sources all the time to smear President Trump. The entire Russia collusion hoax is a fabrication of this fake news media that is a poison to our society. Excuse me. They do not operate in good faith. They do not allow you to defend yourself. These, the lies that they print have to be stopped. Think about it. There's no legal remedy. You can't sue them unless you happen to have endless quantities of money, and even then you'll likely lose. And you can't stop them from lying about you, and you can't even defend yourself. This is what they have created. Now, the tech giants have simultaneously engaged in this massive censorship to censor anyone that the media attacks. So if you are being slandered and smeared by this dishonest, lying journo-terrorism media, you are censored by the tech giants. You're banned off Google, or you are shadow banned. You're shadow banned on Facebook. You're probably banned on YouTube. My channel was yanked almost a year ago. You're banned on Twitter or shadow banned. And this is done manually. So the people who work for these tech giants, they make human decisions based on their bias to call it hate if you say that America needs borders, for example. Or they say that it's hate if you dare mention that biological men and biological women are different. They say that is hate. Or if you dare say that maybe biological men shouldn't be allowed to beat up and injure women on the high school, you know, track team or wrestling team or football team, and they call that hate, and they censor you. Meanwhile, they don't censor all the extreme hatred and violence pushed by the left. So someone who is a leftist says that they think that Trump should be executed. That's allowed by the tech giants. Or they say, you know, they smear Alex Jones, or they smear the Covington Catholic school kids, or they smear myself or others, you know, or Rush Limbaugh, or Sean Hannity, or Michael Savage, you know, you name them, Dan Bongino. They get smeared, and they get death-threatened, and the tech giants allow that. So the tech giants are not operating in good faith. They are banning all speech that they don't like, but allowing violent speech that they support because they are fascists. This is corporate fascism, and it's the people who work for these tech corporations who are the fascists. But they think they're progressives. They call themselves progressives, and they claim to be tolerant, and they claim to support diversity. But they don't actually support any of that. They demand obedience. They demand that you be silenced if you don't agree with everything that they agree with. Natural News, my website, was contacted by Apple recently, and Apple demanded absolute editorial control over our articles, or they threatened to ban our Apple app, you know, the iPhone app. It was astonishing, and they even sent us a list of stories that we were not allowed to publish. Those included stories about censorship. So Apple is now telling Natural News that we cannot write about censorship. They said we cannot write about gender. We cannot write about the LGBT movement in any way whatsoever. They say we cannot write about illegal immigration because that is disallowed by Apple. It's astonishing. This is fascism, outright corporate fascism that you are seeing, where these evil corporations that answer to no one, where there's zero transparency, there's no congressional oversight, there's no legal oversight, they answer to no one. They now control or attempt to assert control over what you are allowed to speak, to print, to see and read. This is fascism. This is beyond anything that George Orwell imagined for his novel 1984. This is beyond typical Orwellian type of groupthink. These are unacceptable circumstances for a nation that's supposed to be founded on freedom, with First Amendment protection to freedom of speech. The situation is unsustainable. We the people must rise up with our president. We must be part of a new American revolution, and we must defeat corporate fascism. And as we continue here on Counterthink, I'm going to get into the details of exactly how that can happen. So stay with me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, continuing with Counterthink when we come back.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
And we're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams. So just to review where we are right now, we're laying out the situation, how we are suffering under fascist tyranny. Corporate fascism in America is alive and well. The left-wing media, corporate-run media, deliberately lies. They poison the population. They smear their targets. They knowingly and deliberately lie, and they knowingly incite violence against their intended targets, violence against school children in the most recent case. They are fake news, and they are routinely exposed as fake news. They fabricate everything. They lie about absolutely everything. There is no truth in the corporate-run media. And at the same time, then, they collude with the tech giants. The tech giants then censor all real news. They censor the independent media, but they allow the corporate-run fake news media, the fascist media, to dominate Google News, for example, to dominate all the search engine rankings, to dominate the news that's allowed to be seen in your browser or on your mobile device. You know, news just broke recently that Microsoft is now embedding a shady plugin called NewsGuard in their mobile browsers. NewsGuard is a fraud. It is a scam. It's run by deep state neocons, the same people who have ties to defending big tobacco and promoting Monsanto and running character assassinations of people like myself. NewsGuard rates every fake news establishment media site as green, every one of them, from BuzzFeed, New York Times, you know, what, CNN, Washington Post. At the same time, every real news independent media website is labeled with a red warning, red, this is fake news. Every site, from my site, naturalnews.com, to Infowars.com, to Breitbart.com, Drudge Report, WikiLeaks, even GreenMedInfo.com is all rated red. I mean, it turns out, actually, in a hilarious way, NewsGuard is a guide to real news. You simply should read all the websites that are rated red and ignore all sites that are rated green. It's because it's actually the precise opposite of what the real situation is. But it shows you how desperate the establishment is now to control the narrative. And it shows you the mass collusion among Microsoft, you know, the tech giants like Google and Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, and the corrupt fake news media that just fabricates everything. They deliberately fake the news to poison America and to try to see America destroyed and overrun. In fact, here's what's interesting. You know, there were, I don't know, three or four major news hoaxes that were exposed just in the first few weeks of 2019. One of them was a fake BuzzFeed story that claimed all these things about Trump Tower and Cohen and so on. Not going to go into the details here. You've probably seen it. And of course, the NewsGuard plugin continues to rate BuzzFeed green. And all the news sources that lied about that, that fabricated fake news, are rated green, including about the Covington Catholic school children. Every news source that lied about those children and said those children are racist and those children attacked a Native American Indian and those children, you know, screamed bigoted things, none of which is true. Everything is false about that. All of those news sites are rated green by NewsGuard because NewsGuard is a fraud. And again, NewsGuard is deliberately a fraud. It's not like they are accidentally getting it wrong. Same thing with the media. The New York Times doesn't accidentally get it wrong. The New York Times is deliberately falsifying the news, just as the Washington Post is, or MSNBC, or CNN, or USA Today, or Good Morning America. They are deliberately faking the news. Now, at the same time all this is going on, the deep state government, and even just the open government, does nothing to stop this. The Republicans had the House and the Senate and the White House for 2 years, and they sat back and they did nothing to stop this. Nothing. Because the rhinos, the Republican establishment, they are cowards, spineless. They have no courage. They don't even qualify as Americans, as far as I'm concerned. They stand for nothing except their own reelection. They just want to appease everybody and be popular and accepted instead of being courageous and having morals and ethics. I know there are a few exceptions, by the way, like Louis Gohmert and others on the Freedom Caucus. There are a few exceptions, you know, Senator Rand Paul and so on. But by and large, the Rhino Republicans are an embarrassment to this country. Oh, and, you know, Devin Nunes in California is a hero. He's a hero. That guy deserves a medal for what he has done to try to expose the deep state. And there are others. I haven't named everybody. But just by and large, the Republican establishment sits back and does nothing to help us, to help America. The government does nothing. Where is the antitrust action against Google and Facebook and YouTube? These companies need to be shut down. They need to be disassembled, broken up. Their CEOs need to be indicted and prosecuted for engaging in mass crimes against the American people, violating the civil rights of the American people. The constitutional rights, the basic civil liberties of Americans, are violated every day by Google and Facebook and Apple and YouTube and others. And yet there has been zero action from the government. Now, you might say, well, gosh, why isn't Trump doing anything? Trump is surrounded by deep state traitors. Trump is trying to do things. Trump ordered, remember, the release of the FISA documents, and the deep state traitors inside the FBI and the DOJ, including Jeff Sessions, who's also a traitor, by the way, and even though he's gone, he blocked all of this. Those deep state traitors refused to follow the order of the president. They refused to release those documents. They should have been arrested. Trump should have issued an arrest for them. He should have invoked the military police and said, you're under arrest. Arrest those people and hold them for trial under military tribunals. And in fact, President Trump should still do that. All of those deep state traitors should be arrested. They should all face trial for treason against the United States of America. That's one of the things the president needs to do. I'll explain more in an upcoming segment about the actual plan for taking America back. But don't blame Trump for this inaction. Trump doesn't have total control. He's not a dictator. He can't command everybody to do everything that needs to get done. He has to have the cooperation of at least the Republicans, and the vast majority of the Republicans are doing nothing. And the government regulators are doing nothing. The Federal Trade Commission should be all over this. The Department of Justice should be all over this. The DOJ should be threatening Google with massive fines, multi-billion dollar fines, lawsuits, and criminal prosecutions. Same thing true with Apple and all the others that I've mentioned. You know, Twitter. Jack Dorsey should be in handcuffs. Mark Zuckerberg should be in prison. These people, in my view, are criminals who are committing massive crimes on a huge scale against not just the citizens of the United States, but the citizens of the world. And these tech companies have become more powerful and more dangerous than any government in the history of our world. And even as we have the benefit of a First Amendment to guarantee that the government cannot censor us, and a Second Amendment to guarantee that we have the right to fight back against a tyrannical government, we don't have the same protection against the tyranny of corporate fascism. And this is where we find ourselves. How do we defeat this corporate tyranny that is now more powerful than any government tyranny in the history of our world? And the answer to that is that we have to take action in the 3D world with the approval, the permission of our president declaring a national emergency. Again, I'll describe that more in an upcoming segment. The 3D world is where we defeat these fascist corporate entities. We occupy and dismantle their infrastructure. We take apart their servers piece by piece. This is how it's done. I'll describe that when we return. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. Be sure to check the full episode at counterthink.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
The government has failed us. The corporations have failed us, and law has failed us, the legal system. How does someone who is falsely smeared by the fake news media and who is censored by the tech giants, how does that person get their life back? How does that person get their reputation back? How does that person get their career back, or even a sense of happiness back, when they have been lied about, slandered, defamed, and smeared, and then censored and silenced? This massive collusion, corporate collusion, which is fascism, between the media and the tech giants, has no remedy under the current system of law. It's impossible to sue them. They claim First Amendment protections in the media, and then the corporate tech giants, they claim, well, they're a private company, they can do whatever they want, including violating your right to free speech. And they can just single you out without any justification. There's no rules that they abide by, nothing. No morality, no, they don't even have to be consistent in the way they apply their rules. They can just censor you because they don't like you, while they allow somebody else who says something totally violent and crazy. They can allow them to speak as long as they're a liberal or a leftist or a transgender. You know, that's what it has come to. This situation is not compatible with a free society. That is really the big point of what I'm saying today. Where we find ourselves today with this incredible corporate fascism, the lying left-wing media, and the extreme censorship of the tech giants, and the incompetence of the government. This situation is unacceptable, and we the people will not stand for it. And that's why today, I'm going to do it right now. I am officially calling for President Trump to take the following actions. President Trump must, number one, declare a national emergency. He must use the power that is in the office of the executive to declare this national emergency over fake news, tech company censorship, the lies, the ripping apart of our culture by this collusion between the fake media and the tech giants. He must declare a national emergency, and that's just the start. He must then declare or deputize the American citizens, the patriots, to rise up, to take to the streets in the spirit of the Yellow Vest protests in France, or in the spirit of the people of Venezuela who are right now rising up by the millions, it seems. Maybe it's hundreds of thousands. It's a huge number to defeat the fascism and the tyranny of Maduro, who has driven that nation into destitution and starvation with massive human suffering, massive secret prisons, the torture of dissidents who tried to speak out against the government, total government control over the media there in Venezuela, absolute tyranny. And that's where America is headed if we don't rise up and stop this now. But to reiterate, President Trump must declare a national emergency, and he must declare a new American revolution. He must invite the American people to rise up and to literally occupy and dismantle the fake news media that's poisoning America and the dishonest, corrupt tech giants that are censoring some of the most important voices of our country. This is what I call action in the 3D world. And I'm not calling for violence. I say peacefully occupy and dismantle these fake news institutions and these toxic tech giants. We the people, by the hundreds of thousands, must march on these institutions with the activation of the president himself. We must occupy their buildings and dismantle their infrastructure. Take apart their cubicles and desks and computers piece by piece. Disassemble them. Let these traitors know that we the people will not stand by and allow our country to be stolen and our patriots to be slandered and smeared and censored. We will not allow our borders to be invaded. We will not allow our democracy to be stolen. We will not allow our president to be lied about year after year after year by a deliberately dishonest media that has no interest whatsoever in printing the truth or in acting as a news media organization. They are so far beyond that's an ancient, distant memory to those organizations. They have zero interest in functioning as a news media. They want to destroy this country, excuse me, and they are doing it. And we must stop them. And this is the only remaining option. And by the way, as this is happening, I should mention, President Trump must also invoke the military police arrest of all the deep state traitors. He must initiate the military police to arrest James Comey, to arrest Hillary Clinton, to arrest Barack Obama, who is a treasonous traitor who oversaw extraordinary abuses of power, crimes of corruption, collusion, multiple felony crimes, sharing America's military secrets with foreign entities, and much more. He is guilty of a long list of violations of America's laws. There are many more people who must be arrested and prosecuted. Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe. These are just a few of the names. The thing is, President Trump already has the evidence. He's got all the documents. And he has demanded that some of them be released, and then the deep state tried to stop him. Well, they did stop him from releasing those. President Trump can no longer trust the bureaucracy to follow the commands of the commander-in-chief. President Trump can no longer trust that the system is going to carry out his orders. And my message to the president today is, Mr. President, the American people are with you. The American people are ready to put our lives on the line to defend our nation. We are ready to sacrifice everything in defense of this country, our democracy, and the rule of law, which must be restored. Sanity must be restored in this country. We are willing to do what needs to be done with your permission, President Trump. We are willing to do it. We will take to the streets by the hundreds of thousands to help you defeat the deep state. We will take to the streets to help defeat and dismantle the tech giants and the dishonest, poisonous, toxic media that's trying to tear this country apart. All we need is your activation. And we will initiate this. All we need is for you to invoke this power, because you see, we are not vigilante citizens. We need the president's support. And that's all it's going to take, is the president and the people to defeat and dismantle these institutions that are now allied against America. The enemies within are operating right now, every minute of every day. They are running the New York Times. They are not journalists. They are journo-terrorists. They are running the Department of Justice. They are running the FBI. The FBI is not a legitimate organization anymore. The FBI is run by traitors and those engaged in collusion and sedition against the United States of America. The FBI must be dismantled, just like the New York Times must be dismantled. But we, the people, aren't going to do it ourselves without being given orders, in essence, or activation, maybe is a better way to say that. We need our president to stand up and say, yes, this is the last remaining option to defend America. This is it. This is what it has come to, because the fascist left has taken over the schools. They've taken over the media. They've taken over Hollywood and pop culture and late night comedy. They've taken over the internet and the tech giants and even the very definition of truth. The left-wing radicals have taken over almost everything. And they are the ones calling for the murder of our children in Kentucky and other places. And they are the ones smearing our president, and they are committing massive fraud in the elections. And believe me, a conservative will never win another election again for the White House if we do not defeat these deep state Democrats right now. They will commit massive vote fraud, election fraud, illegals voting, ballot harvesting, destroying mail-in ballots for conservatives, whatever it takes. They will commit massive fraud and criminality to make sure that no conservative ever gets into the White House ever again. The only way to stop that is to do it now while you have the power, Mr. President. You have the power of the executive. Use it, or we will never have it again. These are the last days of America. It's over for America if you, Mr. President, don't rise up and help save this nation by just asking for help. Just ask for help. You don't have to do it all alone. We, the people, are with you. We'll be back with more here on Counterthink.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on Infowars.com.
Final segment here on Counterthink today, but this show continues even after this segment on Counterthink.com because I've got more to share with you here. But just a personal note to lead this off. I don't have any care for my own. You know, whatever happens to me is irrelevant. What I care about is what happens to our nation. I care about protecting our freedoms and liberties and this great constitutional republic for future generations. I've been smeared and lied about, censored, economically sabotaged, just the most outrageous lies imaginable, just like they do to President Trump. They've tried to destroy me and shut me up. They've tried to kill me. They've stalked me. They've death threatened me. I've put up with a lot, but this isn't about me. This is about the future of our country. And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying today. I know I'm going to be attacked for saying this. Doesn't matter. This is the last remaining option, the new American Revolution, with the permission of our president. This is the last remaining option. And if the president doesn't invoke this, by the way, probably at the next election, the people may invoke it themselves. But the president needs to invoke this right now because we need to have the commander-in-chief really recalling all the members of law enforcement, the military, veterans, patriots, concealed carry holders, all the citizens that love America need to be told to rise up, to take to the streets, to launch the new American Revolution, to defend our president, defend our democracy, defend our republic, and to, again, occupy and dismantle the enemies of America, the enemies operating within. Those include the New York Times, CNN headquarters, Facebook headquarters. Listen, I'm talking about peacefully walking in, occupying by the thousands these buildings and dismantling them to stop their destruction of America, but doing it with the permission of the president. You see, I won't call for this myself. I'm only calling on the president to invoke this because we need that legal permission to engage in this action. It's an important part of history. But the president needs to know that the people are with him and that we, the people, we don't care about our own individual fate. We don't mind what happens to us individually. We stand for something bigger than ourselves. We stand for the future of this nation. We stand for defeating this intense evil that has swept across our nation like a dark cloud, the cloud of, I don't know, communism, fascism, a combination, some weird twisted combo of socialism, communism, and fascism. And it has to be defeated. And we're running out of time to do it. And the president, as much as he's trying, is realizing that there's nobody in government that will help him because the government is just there to protect itself for the most part. The establishment wants to protect the establishment. And they're willing to do anything to protect themselves. Anything. They don't care if they call for the murder of school children in Kentucky. They don't care if there are false flag acts of terrorism that they can blame on conservatives. They don't care what they have to do. They will murder people. They will be complicit in their murder as long as they, the establishment, maintain their power. And that power, it's like this, I don't know, you know, it used to be the military-industrial complex. Now it's the tech giants, the media, and corrupt government. Those three working together, you know. And then, of course, you have the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry and the cancer industry and the weapons industry all thrown in there. And it's all about protecting that system, not allowing humanity to be free. And I stand for freedom. And I have real compassion for real human beings. And I'm a libertarian on most issues, including social issues. You know, I've lived many places around the world. I speak three languages. My wife is an immigrant. I'm a laboratory scientist and a best-selling author. You know, my book, Food Forensics, was the number one science book on Amazon.com. You know, I've lived a wonderful life. And I've never backed down. I've never surrendered to tyranny. And I'm sure as hell not going to start now. This is why I've decided if no one else is going to step up and call for this, I'm going to do it. And again, I hereby call for President Trump to declare a national emergency and invoke a new American revolution, for the president to call for people to take to the streets by the millions to peacefully occupy and dismantle these poisonous fascist institutions of the fake news media and the dishonest censorship-driven tech giants that are destroying our nation. They must be dismantled. I'm not saying doing it on your own. I'm not calling for violence. I'm calling for the president to issue this statement. Now, if he were to do so, there would be immediate calls for his impeachment. There would be attempts to have him arrested. We, the people, would need to be in Washington, D.C. immediately to physically help defend the president, to physically stop the deep state from taking him out. We would also need to defend our communities against the uprising of the radical violent left, the terrorist groups known as Antifa and Red Guards and others. Now, anticipating this, I would also advise President Trump to immediately declare Antifa to be a terrorism group. And then declare all governors of sanctuary states and mayors of sanctuary cities to be complicit in protecting another group of terrorists that also must be declared by President Trump, which is the illegal aliens and the drug cartels that are crossing the borders and committing acts of extreme violence, murder and rape and terrorism in the United States of America They are being protected by liberal mayors and liberal governors like Newsom in California and Brown before him. These people must be arrested. They are aiding and abetting terrorists who are plotting to destroy the United States of America. This cannot be allowed any longer. You cannot protect violent criminals and terrorists against federal prosecution. So the president can do all of these things. He has the power to do it. He simply needs to invoke this power and have faith in the American people. You see, the president is not being given good information by the people around him. His advisors are lying to him all the time, just like the media is. In real America, we the people support the president. In real America, we the people, we're fed up. We are ready to take whatever action is necessary and authorized by the president to defend our nation. We just wait for confirmation and a command from our commander-in-chief. That's it. That's all that's needed. And we can save this country. Now, as this is happening, the radical left will be committing mass murder. They will set buildings on fire. They will try to shoot people for being white, for example. White people are clearly the enemy of the left, as we saw with the Covington kids in Kentucky, or the Kentucky school kids. All Second Amendment supporters in America must know that it is within their rights to defend themselves against this violence. Not to initiate violence or to seek it out, but to defend yourself and to defend your communities against this violence. Second Amendment holders or supporters and concealed carry holders all across America must know that with the permission of the president, they can join in this to help secure communities and stop the violence that will be carried out by the lunatic communist left. They have AK-47s. They have pistols. They have, you know, weapons. And they're going to have to be stopped in order to protect communities. But stopping them must be done in accordance with supporting local law enforcement to keep communities safe, to keep innocent people safe. Antifa is going to have to be defeated, and they will try to murder as many people as possible once this is initiated. So rest assured, the only path to saving America is a path where we must walk through this hellstorm of extreme violence carried out by the left. We're going to have to defend ourselves. We're going to have to assert our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. We're going to have to defend our nation. We're going to have to defeat those who are enemies of our nation. We're going to have to do this with the support of President Trump. If he fails to do this, America may be lost. This may be the last chance to save America, to take it back and restore or protect our constitutional republic. Time is growing short. The 2020 election is just around the corner. Media lies have not stopped. The censorship is only getting worse. The economic sabotage against Trump supporters is at an extreme level. America is descending into an Orwellian tyranny. Corporate fascism is running loose, destroying the very fabric of our society, silencing voices, and eliminating any ability to engage in debate, which is the pillar of democracy and votes. How can you vote if you can't debate and even know what the debate is about? The situation must be remedied. And Mr. President, we the people are ready to help you to accomplish this. We are ready and willing. Give us the order, and we will get it done. I'm going to continue with more comments on counterthink.com, but this is it for the broadcast today. Mike Adams, Health Ranger here. Counterthink.com is the website. God bless America. Thank you for watching. Please support our work so we can help defend this nation.